Exodus 20, verse 22, to chapter 23, verse 19. Indeed, I could go on to the end of the book, because what we have here is a continuation of the giving of the Ten Commandments. Yes, they are marked out in tablets of stone, but the truth is, this whole revelation is one covenant for Israel at Sinai through Moses. What we have here, though, in the verses I've selected for this discourse, we have an expansion, an explanation, a development of these covenant commandments, these stipulations, these rules, these laws for Israel. Now, why am I taking such a lengthy section of scripture? As I say, I could go on to the end of the book. Why am I taking such a lump of scripture as this? Well, for several reasons. This covenant was temporary for Israel, and it was to last until the coming of the seed of the Abrahamic covenant, namely the Christ. And when Christ came and had finished his work and accomplished redemption, then this covenant was fulfilled, this Mosaic covenant. It's now rendered obsolete. Yes, as the New Testament does, we go back to this covenant to find illustrations and paradigms and applications, as it were, as I say, illustrations of the gospel. And we can use the Old Covenant, as the New Testament does, to speak of Christ and the gospel. But the laws here, the commands here, the entire covenant here, the system, was a temporary covenant for Israel until the coming of the Christ. And I'm not going to spend time expounding all these laws in detail when they do not apply to us. I've already quoted in a previous discourse the writer to the Hebrews. He says, we cannot speak of these things now particularly. We don't go into detail about them. We make particular application now and again and use them as a paradigm, but this covenant is for Israel. But certain principles do stand out. God will have no superstition. God will have no icons or images. God wants simplicity according to his word. Then the Lord said to Moses, I read from Exodus 20, verse 22, then the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites this, you have seen for yourselves that I have spoken to you from heaven, to Moses particularly, and through Moses to all Israel. Do not make any gods to be alongside me. Do not make for yourselves gods of silver or gods of gold. He wants an altar, but it must be simple altar, not an elevated altar. He wants sacrifice, and all that is spelled out in Exodus 20, from verse 22 to verse 26. God wants worship from Israel, as he ordained. God was heard, but he was not seen. He gave his law, and he spelled it out in laws. And it's all one great covenant, a glorious covenant. But the covenant that had a glory that was fading. That's not my word, that's the apostle's word, 2 Corinthians 3. It was fading even as it was given. And it lasted only until the coming of the Christ. It's part and parcel of the great history of redemption through covenants. And God is making his purpose known here. And it's a wonderful thing, because it was all pointing to Christ. He is the great sacrifice. He is our altar. He is our temple. He is our priest. He is our Sabbath. He is our inheritance. Christ is all. Brother and sister, we are not in the Israelite Mosaic covenant, but the great principles of that covenant come over for us in Christ in the new covenant. He is our way to God now. He has brought in the new covenant, and we're under his law and under his rule. I don't belittle the Israelite covenant here. I don't belittle the Mosaic revelation. What God gave to Moses for Israel was very precious, and it fulfilled its purpose. May we, my brother and sister, not make gods for ourselves, even mental images. May we receive the revelation that God has given us in Christ. God has spoken to us in these last days by his Son. May we worship him as he has stipulated for us throughout Scripture. May we not make for ourselves any will worship, any invented worship. May we submit as Israel had to submit in its covenant. May we submit to Christ in our covenant, the new covenant. So may God bless us and help us to obey him in his word and show by our obedience that we really do believe. May God speak to us in these ways and give us the grace to obey him in his word. Amen.